Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls. Hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house. Make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it. Tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving. I thought I was bad, but then she beat it. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap. Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, 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 clap.
Come shake that ass just like a porn star. Just like a porn star. Champagne popping, models hopping, this is what we do. Got some cash in our pockets, we're not leaving till it's through. We get this motherfucker jumping, ja, 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 jumping. We get this motherfucker jumping.
Come show me what you got, damn. Come show me what you got, damn. Come show me what you got, hot, hot, hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap. Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, 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 clap.
What's up, this is Zendaya Morrell, and you're tuned into Dollhouse Radio. And without further ado, it's time for the true front to back. Take it away, bitches.
Ooh, good evening, all you horny motherfuckers. Welcome back to another week of Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Bootzilla, and my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hey!
How are you?
Oh my gosh, I am good. I am freaking tired.
You sound like you're dead.
Do I sound dead?
Have you been fucking? Have you been fucking all day? Have you been fucking all day?
I wish I had, but actually I have been hiking all day. I hiked 7 miles today in Sedona, and yeah, I'm definitely feeling it. Yeah, it was hot. It was hot, and it 7 miles. It's a long ways. I'm getting too old for that. That's how I feel today. Today I'm feeling old.
Oh my god!
But it was so fun.
That's fun. But you know the heat. What was the temperature?
You know what? I don't even know for sure. It wasn't too bad because, you know, where I was, it was the West Fork Trail. So that's kind of more by the water, and there's a lot of shade, like it's in the woods. So it wasn't as hot as, like, if you were actually in, like, the Sedona Red Rocks. I would say if I was hiking in the Sedona Red Rocks, it's probably, like, in the high 80s. But I want to say, like, there where we were at was probably, like, the high 70s, maybe low 80s. So it was warm, but it wasn't, like, crazy hot.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
It wasn't too hot. It was just a long, 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 long hike. So it was really fun. It just took its toll. So
awesome. So today we have Peyton Lay.
Yes, Peyton Lay.
Yes, she was nominated for AVN Milk Performer of the Year 3 times, 2010, 11, and 12. Supposedly she shot over 300 films.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and her latest movie was Vivid Anal Intern, where she played Hillary Clinton.
Oh, that's awesome. I want to play Hillary Clinton. But you
want to play Hillary Clinton?
I don't know. I just want to play someone weird and off the wall.
Oh, my God. All right, so tonight I wanted to bring up, but she'll be tuning in later tonight at midnight or 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Guys, you can call in 646-595-4038 and press 1 to talk.
Remember to press 1.
Or the chat room is open, and our email, you can email us, truthfronttoback@gmail.com. So your week was good?
Yeah, it's been good. I'm just kind of wrapping up my vacation. I had
You're
a nice time.
Vacation. When are you not on vacation?
I'm not always on vacation, but I have traveled a lot this summer. A lot of it was not for vacation, though. So I'm really happy. I have not been home since the 14th of July. So I am so excited. And then I was actually only home for a week, so I am so excited to be back home for at least a whole month. I'm not going anywhere. I'm very excited about that. I want to get back to shooting. I miss that. So I'm looking forward to going home. How have you been?
I've been good, you know. Just been busy doing things, not shooting, but doing other things. So one of my topics I wanted to talk about tonight was, since we're both in the industry a long time, well, you longer than I have, but I'm sure you've encountered some weird or strange or sometimes uncomfortable encounters with people that are avid fans.
Yes.
So, have you had anything like this, or anything that's, you know, got dangerous, or was it just like innocent?
I've never had. I brought this up on Twitter. This was a few weeks ago. I was flying into Portland, and I was actually said on Twitter, "Hey, I'm waiting for my flight to Portland." And okay, so somebody who apparently follows me on Twitter went and saw where I was coming from in my former tweet, which was Reno, and then they proceeded to look up the flight from Reno to Portland. And they waited at the airport for me with a folder full of 8x10s. And so here
wow.
I am. Yeah, here I am. I've been, like, running around all day. I was just, you know, whatever, looking forward to, like, seeing, you know, my family, visiting with them. I was going to go to my high school reunion the next day. That's what I was flying in for. Anyway, so I'm getting off the plane, and there's this guy standing there, and he's like, Karen, and Karen is not my real name. And I was like, and then he's like, can you sign these for me? And he just had like a folder full of photos of me found it. I was like, at first I thought that he had just happened to be at the airport at the same time. You know what I mean? Like that can happen. But then the fact, I'm like, wait a minute, do you just always travel with, like, a folder full of photos with me? Or, you know what I mean? I thought, that's weird. Why does he have pictures of me? Who travels with just pictures of me? And so
oh
I asked him, like, do you always just travel with those? And he was like, no, I saw you were coming into Portland on Twitter, so I met you at the airport.
Oh, my God.
And so, you know, I was nice to him, but it really pissed me off, though. At the time, I was so shocked. And generally, I'm not mean to people anyways. But I did tell him on Twitter, like, you're fucking out of line, dude. Don't you know, I wasn't coming. This is not, if you're at Exotica, even if he would have been just like at the airport and he's like, oh, I like your work. That, as long as I'm not with someone, keep in mind, you don't have family and stuff like that. So that's kind of iffy. If you see me with somebody, probably just better not to approach it. Because, you know, I don't want you, you know, them feeling uncomfortable. I make the, anyways, yeah, it really, really, really made me mad. He had taken upon himself to find out my flight. There weren't that many flights between Portland and Reno, so it wasn't really that hard. But just, and then to come in the airport and wait for me with a folder full of half-naked or naked photos. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? That's not the time and place. So that's probably the worst experience that I'd ever had. And it wasn't dangerous, and I mean, it's harmless, but it was just, it really made me mad. I did not like that.
Any other weird encounters you came in contact with?
I mean, people send me weird emails, like, all the time, and I generally just, like, don't even respond. You know, I just ignore that kind of stuff. If someone's rude or, like, whatever, or crosses the line what they're asking, I'll just try to, like,
Have you ever been in a hotel and someone recognized you, or?
I did, actually. I was staying at a hotel in Washington, D.C., and the last day that I was there, there was a note under my door. Again, my real name is not Karen, and it said, Karen, I don't remember exactly what it said, but basically,
meet me by the pool.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for you by the pool or something. And I was actually thinking to go to the pool that day, and as soon as I saw the note, I'm like, I'm not going to the pool. So I just checked out, which I planned to do anyways, and then just kind of like got out of there. But that creeped me out too, because I don't know how they knew, like, was it the hotel staff? Was it, you know, I don't think any of my friends would do that. Nobody followed, you know, there was never anyone lurking in the hallway when I went to my room. So I was just like, how did they even know which room I was in? So that creeped me out a little bit. So those actually, yeah, those were the two. Before that, I've never really had a lot of problems.
So that good thing you didn't go to the pool. You never know, he might like, try to drown you. I'm just joking.
I know. That would be pretty hard. It's a pretty busy pool. So I'm sure, I would hope somebody would have interceded and be like, hey, don't drown that woman.
Hey, that's Karen Fisher. Don't drown her. We need her boobies on the video, on screen.
Exactly.
Mine, I've had some, one extreme and one not so extreme. But before I bring up mine, I want to say that, remember a couple weeks ago that our lovely producer mentioned that we should have security?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, he's bringing that up again. He's like, what about security? And I'm like, nobody has time for that. We don't have the payroll for all that. Unless someone wants to volunteer for free.
Yeah, well, yeah.
With the gun permit.
At first I did think, like, okay, that's crazy. Because, like I said, I've never had an issue. That was the first. And this was all, like, within a couple weeks span. It was just weird, like, all these people just doing all this weird crap. But those were the only two times that I really, and I didn't even feel, well, the note under the door, that really creeped me out. The guy at the airport, I didn't feel scared. I just felt like, dude, don't do that. Like, what if I was traveling with, you know, a family member? You know, it's just not cool. Like, don't do that. Come to the band shows. Meet me there. That's what those are there for. But don't just show up randomly at the airport and expect me to sign photos, because it just really isn't the place. Like, you know, naked photos when there's a bunch of kids and families and stuff running around.
Were people looking at you?
Kind of. And then he was asking people, hey, can you take a photo of us together? And people were like, what's up with this guy? It was just, it was very awkward. Very, very awkward.
I can only imagine it's awkward. It's not funny, but I'm laughing at it about it now. But my situation, I went to Washington, D.C., checked into a hotel under my real name, didn't broadcast on Twitter or any social media that I was in Washington, D.C. Then I woke up the next morning to find this email in my email box saying, "Welcome, Desiree DeLuca. Thank you for staying at our hotel. What room are you in? So I'm a big fan of you. Tell me what room you're in so I can comp everything." I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was like, no, I'm not telling you my room number because then you find out my personal information and that's not happening. Oh, no, it's fine. I'm not going to do anything. I'm like, you must think I'm retarded. Like, I'm a New Yorker. Like, I'm a little bit more smarter than that and quick with the wits. So I was like, nope, I'm just going to check out. You can give me back the rest of the days that I was supposed to be here because I'm leaving. So that was minor. And then the major one was flying back from New York to Florida several times. And I had this guy show up at the airport, whether it be Fort Lauderdale or Miami. It was just weird. Like, I never put on Twitter. I would just say I'm going to Florida. Didn't say where I was flying to, where I was flying in from, or flying into. But the guy always showed up in baggage claim.
Wow. Yeah, that's weird. You got to wonder, like, how did he find out my flight information? And you guys got to, like, understand where we're coming from. Like, you know, I that's why I go to the fan shows. I do make time to meet my fans.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff. I don't have a problem with that. But we do have a life outside of being, you know, porn stars. And plus, we don't know you. Like, we don't know if you're just totally fucking insane, or we have no idea. So, and it's kind of scary. So if any of you guys are thinking of doing any of those things, don't do it. Your reaction you get will probably not be a good one. Just come to, you know, come to Exotica, come to AVN. Call our show and talk to us. Like, this is what the show is for. You can ask us anything you want. That's an appropriate way to, like, you know, interact with us. Get cam shows, whatever. But, yeah, just showing up somewhere, like, randomly or, you know, coming to our hotel room, that's creepy. It's creepy. We don't know, like, what your intentions are. So
that's true, but that's just, you know, I mean, I guess other, like, mainstream actors, they get, you know, stalkers or, you know, fans, like, probably more fans than we do, but I don't know. I guess this is part of the industry, I guess. I don't know. It's just, you know.
I mean, I guess anytime you are in the public eye, like, obviously we're not as much in the public eye as, say, like, Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie. But we are someone in the public eye, so you are going to get, you know, some people that maybe become a little too, like, interested in you. Not that I don't want people to be interested, but I just don't want you, like, stalking me. Like, don't stalk me. Come and meet me at the shows. Call me on my radio show. You know, interact with me on Twitter or whatever, but don't come to my hotel room and sneak creepy notes, or I don't like that.
Yeah. So we'll be right back. We're going to pay some bills. We'll pick up this conversation when we get back. You're listening to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out all about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest celebrity and adult entertainment gossip and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website or the Hot Sugar Instagram page at IG_Hot Sugar. We are home of the indie artists. We play majority indie music and very few major artists. Indie artists, if you're interested in getting your music in rotation on Dollhouse Radio, email your submissions to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promo photo, and your music in MP3 format. Or purchase one of our promo packages available to you on our website. Businesses and promoters looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at briandollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Audrey Joelle, Takara Hamilton, Spliff Star, Griffiths the One, Lone Star J, Feta, and Heroin. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And be sure to sign up on our mailing list on the website. And now, back to your program.
Then turn off the lights. Tell me what you want and I'ma give you what you need. Satisfaction guaranteed. Hit it with the long stroke. Make good love like grown folks. Girl, get on top and just ride and move it. Late night on the couch, me watching movies. I'm high as hell and you drunk as fuck. Let's have wild sex like a college student. Woo, goddamn you thick. I don't even know if I can handle this. Let's play tag, girl, you it. Set it on fire like candlesticks. Run it back like a replay. Your body's calling like 12 play. Yeah, they call me Joe Montana, but I throw that dick like Elway. Yeah, touchdown, I'm in. I know you feeling me. You can put away them sex toys, cause I am your sex machine. Call me H-Town, I'm popping pills, you poppin' twerk it. I tear it down like a construction worker, then I'm gon' build it up. The motherfuckers ain't real enough, yep. You done ran into the man of steel. Go ahead, baby girl, do what you feel. You say your boyfriend won't do it, shit, I bet I damn sure will. Up and down like a rodeo, I lick that cream like Oreo. Damn, that's a real good cookie. Hall of Fame dick, you ain't fucking with a rookie. All night long with the blinds open. Cut the cameras on and let the lens focus. Like Travis Barker, beat it up like drums. In another one.
Ooh, welcome back. You were just listening to a wonderful song on Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Boobzilla, and my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hi.
So, very shortly, we'll be having Peyton Lay tuning in to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. She's nominated for AVN MILF Performer of the Year 3 times, 2010, 11, and 12. She has quite the resume, guys. So, if you were just tuning in, we were just talking about some, you know, very excited fans, what to do and what not to do when you come in contact with us and meet us. But real quick, we are going to take a caller from area code 410. His name is Ben. Ben?
Ben. Hey, Ben.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Thank you, Ben, for calling in. We're great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And you, my my Twitter handle was the Donkey Punch 15, trying to bust through with 87 ones, and I finally got through, so I'm excited about that.
Oh, good. Yeah, I think you treated me, and I was like, I have no idea.
I know. That was good, though. That was good. Thank you. So here's my question for you, though. How do you separate your professional porn life from a personal life and still have the same, you know, fun sexually that you do on camera, that you show that you do on camera, but put that aside and really have something special, on, you know, in real life?
Do you want to answer that first, or you want me to go first?
Go ahead, Karen. Go ahead, answer.
Go ahead. So, you know, I haven't seriously dated anyone for a really long time. Not that, like, if I, you know, a sexual, like, sex on set is very fun, it's very exciting, and yeah, I like the people I'm working with, but there's not, like, that strong emotional connection that I would have, like, if I had a significant other. So I don't really think it's hard to make it special. You know, it's just your connection you have with that person makes it so much more special. I think sex is almost always fun, but if you're really, really into the person, it just makes it that much better. And two, you're just doing it for yourself. You're not doing it for the camera. So it's easier to relax and get into it. That being said, it is very, very difficult, I find, to have a relationship while you're in the business, just because most, you know, people can't handle their, you know, their significant other having sex with somebody on film, you know.
Sure.
Well, having sex with somebody else, period, but especially on film where they can go and watch it. Like, I know my last really serious boyfriend, like 4 or 5 years ago, he would watch my videos like 5 years, like they're so old, but he would still like watch them, and he'd like get so jealous, like, you really like that. And because people want to think that you're the only person that they've enjoyed having sex with. And I think especially men, they're a little more, not that women don't want to, I think men are maybe a little more like that, depending on the person, so that it just gets to them. They can't take it. So
sure.
It is very hard to have a relationship, but I don't think it's hard to separate sex on set from sex off set at all.
Gotcha. Very good.
Right. And I agree.
Cool.
And, you know, sex personally, you know, you have to have like an intimate connection. Like when you're on camera, unless you know that person from prior shoots, you really don't, you're just introducing to this person, and you don't know this person. So you're trying to get to know this person because you're about to have to do an intimate scene. So sometimes, you know, it goes well, and then sometimes it doesn't go well. So I think it's more easier to, in your personal life, but it's easy to separate. For me, it is. It's easy to separate, but like Karen says, guys have a hard time saying to dating a porn star.
Sure.
Yeah.
I can imagine that, because I, you know, coming from being a man, I'd be probably the same way, trying to figure out, separate the, okay, she's doing her job versus, okay, now everyone else got to do that, and now I'm doing it. You know, how do you separate it in your mind? That's got to be tough to do, but I love your guys' work.
You're strong. You have to be a strong individual. You have to be a strong man and a strong individual.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you. That was a great question. Good question.
All right, girls. Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Bye.
So, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was a good question. Very, very good.
So, all right. So, back to our crazy topic of the evening.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I just want to add one thing. Like, I'm not talking about, like, if we happen to be at the same place at the same time, the fans, whatever, and you come and say just discreetly, oh, I like your work or something like that. If I'm not, like, with, you know, a whole group of people, you know, I don't mind that. Just be discreet, and please, if I'm with someone, keep in mind they may not know about Karen Fisher, and they may not, you know, anyways, so I don't mind that, but just don't seek, like, don't be coming to my hotel room or looking at my flights and meeting me at the airport. Don't do that. Don't do that. So, anyway, what were you going to say, Desiree?
No, it's just your boobies. It's just, you know, everyone just follows your boobs.
When I travel, I wear, like, a giant, I'm probably the most, I shouldn't be saying this because it's not very sexy, but I am probably the most unattractive person when I travel. I usually don't wear makeup. I wear...
I don't know, but that's another topic, because you always get stopped at customs for long periods of time. So that is another topic for another day.
I don't...
I'm Karen Fisher, please stop me, blah, blah, blah.
I wear a sweatshirt, I don't wear makeup, I have my hair, like, ponytails are fun, you know, wearing sneakers or Ugg boots or flip-flops, whatever, but anyway.
So we have a couple callers, and we will get to you shortly. Our guest for the evening, she is finally here, Peyton Lay. She's nominated for AVN Milk Performer of the Year 3 times, 2010, 2011, 2012. She also has worked for Vivid, Naughty America, Hustler, Penthouse, Razzers, Devil Films, Lisa Corps, and many, many more. And she's also did many porn parodies, such as This Ain't the Partridge Family. Oh, my God, I've not heard that word in a long time. This Ain't Married with Children, Not Who's the Boss, Triple X, and Brady's Meet the Partridge, etc. And she's also casted in Vivid's Anal Intern, where she played Hillary Clinton. Let's welcome to the show Peyton Lay.
Hey there, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
So, you have quite the resume.
Yeah, I've acquired it through the years, as I'm sure you have, too.
How long have you been in the business, Peyton?
Over 10 years.
Dang.
Oh, wow.
But I took breaks and stuff like we all do. You know,
yeah.
I go in for a couple years and step out for a couple years, come back in, you know. You know how it all goes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm just curious. I'm just kind of taking over. Sorry.
That's cool.
I just wanted to know, how did you get into the business?
Well, I was kind of tricked, actually, because I was modeling for a long time. I had done lingerie, bikinis, topless, and then, you know, finally nude. And someone I had met had told me to come on down, and we're doing a photo shoot. So I'm, you know, being new, I didn't know what type of photo shoot. I'm thinking the pictures, right? I get down there and there's a, you know, crew and two guys, and they're like, okay, we're going to shoot a scene. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know what, I thought we were shooting pictures. So I didn't do it, of course. And after a couple of weeks went by, I spoke with my friend again, and I decided I was going to go ahead and do it. And that's when it first started. And I kind of went from there and went for a couple of years and stopped for a couple of years. And, you know, so that was my getting into it story. I was kind of fooled, but yeah. But then here I am, and I love it. So I guess it was a great thing to happen.
Maybe it was meant to be. You were meant to
that's
be.
That's what I think. Yeah, absolutely.
You're a freak in disguise, and that's just, you know, joining the porn industry just made you more of a freak.
Yep.
So, but we're all freaks, so there's nothing wrong with being a freak. Karen's the most freakiest, right, Karen?
I don't know about the freakiest, but I am pretty freaky. I think it would be really hard to say, anybody is the freakiest, because there are just, like, some freaky, freaky people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so our topic, Peyton, for tonight is how do you handle stands, or maybe you might have had a stalker or, like, any weird encounter when you're in public.
People who get out of hand, what's the boundary?
How do you handle that, or have you encountered any of that, and what was any thing that was weird or strange or
Well, you know, I've had a couple of people stalk me, basically, via email and other areas. I have been approached a couple of times at the airport. I just tried to be very discreet about it because I don't want everyone there knowing what I do. So I tried to, you know, be really cool about it. You know, it's just sometimes I will be forward with it and sometimes I'll pretend like I didn't hear them. You know, I'm sure you both get that a lot.
Yeah, we do. I want to ask this question as well, because I've experienced this. Like, I would hang out with a friend that's not in the industry, and we're out drinking or whatever, and we're at a bar, and all of a sudden, like, people come in, and next thing I know, it's like, oh, come meet my four-star friend. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, shut up.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like that. That makes me, I don't like to feel like I'm like the novelty porn star. Like, you know what I mean? Like, hey.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
Yeah. Why can't I just be our friend? I don't have to be your porn star friend.
Right. Yeah, it's like, I don't introduce you as like, oh, you're the, you know, furniture maker or whatever you do. You know what I mean? It's like, this is my furniture maker friend, you know, or whatever they do, or, you know what I mean? I don't use
right.
their job as a reference. Like, hey, come meet my so-and-so.
Come meet my attorney friend, or come meet my doctor friend, or come meet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah. Some people just don't know when to not say things, but.
Yeah, and then
when we're in the industry, we tend to be a little more discreet about those kind of things.
Yeah, and I happened to be in a bar, and it was all nothing but older women, like older, like had to be like my grandma, like age. And they're all looking at me, and I'm like, I'm laughing, and I'm like, oh, my God, why did you just say that? And
yeah.
He's like, well, I don't have a problem with what you do. But I was like, but they do. They're like,
yep.
You're like grandma. Like, come on. Like, they probably never watched porn, or maybe they do watch porn, but. No, don't say stuff like that.
Yeah, there's like a time and place for sure. And some people don't know the time or place.
So you've never had like a scary situation?
Actually, I did one time, and this was like really scary, though. I had flown out to Arizona to meet with a producer, quote, producer. And, you know, he sent me everything that I would need to make myself feel comfortable. When I get there, he tells me to come in, and he had gotten me a room. He said he was going to pick me up in the morning, and we were going to go ahead and do our shoot. But I had to show him what I was like and how the scene was going to go. Basically, he wanted me to have sex with him in order to do the scene, which, you know, we've all heard of the casting couch and everything. This was a little bit scarier, though, because I was in a room with him by myself, and he basically forced me to have sex with him. And then the next day, because I had to stay there. I was in Arizona. I had no way of getting back. I had flights and everything that I had to take to get there and go back. And so basically he raped me and left. And then the next day I went to call his number, and his number was completely shut off, like disconnected completely. The emails that I had for him were not going through anymore. I had no way of trying to find this guy. Entire career in porn. I couldn't believe it. I was beside myself, but I didn't, I wasn't with an agency or anything at the time. So now I am. So of course that would never happen again. And I've learned from that mistake, you know, but that was the scariest thing ever.
That's very creepy.
Yeah.
So what agency are you with?
I'm sorry?
What agency are you with?
Oh, I just signed with Metro, actually.
How do you like them?
Yeah, and I'm recruiting for them now, too. So any young girls looking, recruiting.
Nice, very nice. That's good.
So
your own website.
I do have a site. It's PeytonXXX.com. Right now they're revamping it, so there hasn't been any updates. Well, you know, my members and friends have left, but I do have a new flip store, and that is being updated weekly. And that is XXX for sale, and and the number is 94861. And I have to do a shout out to Diamond Lou because he's the one who got my site going for me, my site. And
okay.
I just got with him and Nina Hartley, and I had the best time ever. And he is an awesome person and a gentleman. And Nina is absolutely, I'm in love with her. She is phenomenal.
Nina's cool. I don't really know Diamond Lou that well. But yeah,
he's
very
sweet.
Cool.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, he's so
he's
cool.
Very
I love
skilled.
Him. Yeah.
You said
yeah.
Diamond Lou, you said?
I'm sorry?
Diamond Lou, yeah.
Diamond Lou. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's very
so what
nice.
Kind of stuff do you have? Sorry. We're all talking at the same time. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Karen.
Okay, so I was gonna ask, what kind of stuff do you have on your clips for sale? I'm just curious.
Well, okay, I have almost everything. I have anal, I have interracial, I have cream pie, I have, you know, lesbian scene, and I also have this really hot pegging scene with Christian.
Ah,
so,
yeah.
I pretty much have everything on here.
Right on.
So, do you have any limitations?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any limitations?
Oh, yeah, right now I'm not really doing anal anymore. It's just a personal preference. It just doesn't feel good for me.
I hear you.
But
yeah.
Other than that, no, I'll do, you know, four or five guys. I don't care. Four or five girls. I do it because it's fun for me and it's also a job. I mean, what better thing could you do? You know, something you enjoy doing and you get paid for it. It's great, right?
You're right.
Absolutely.
So, real quick, ladies, we have a caller.
His,
from area code 631. Don't know this caller's name, but hello, caller.
Hi, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hi. Very nice to talk to you, ladies.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes.
And I've been listening for the past half an hour, and I've had one question going in my head and one question out because of what you guys have been talking about. What has social media done to hamper maybe your social status or maybe enhance it? Like, do you think it's so much more beneficial, or seeing that you're so more well-known that it kind of hampers what you guys do?
You mean like what benefits does Twitter have for girls in the
Twitter
industry?
Instagram.
Yes.
Well, it gets our name out there, and we're able to, me personally, I think that we're able to contact our fans and talk. But then, you know, on the other side, what we were talking about today, it is kind of dangerous because if we say, you know, especially new girls coming into the industry and they're like, oh, I am at, because I've seen this happen. Hey, I'm at Walmart at such a
yes.
And they'll give the address. And it's like, you, honey, like, what are you thinking? Like, you know, you don't know who's been watching your movies and what kind of person. Not that everyone's bad, but mentally, you know?
Do you think with the young women in the industry, would you tell them to shy away a little more on social media, or
I wouldn't tell them to not have social media. I would just say this is what I do, like, because I think, you know, sometimes people are interested in what we do and what our interests are. So generally, like, if I go to say and have a really cool tour, like say a few nights ago I went tonight to a ghost tour in Jerome, Arizona. Say, hey, just had a really cool ghost tour with blah 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 company, or sometimes I don't even say the company. I usually say what I was doing after the fact, so somebody doesn't go up and be like, "I want to meet you." But I wouldn't tell people to shy away. I would just be like, maybe stay where you are after you're not there anymore.
Yeah,
you just never know who's gonna show up, or you know what their intentions are. But I
Great.
Think it helps. Like, you know, I can promote anything. I can promote my website, my clips for sale.
I understand that. My main point was, do you think it puts you more in danger? Like what you were saying, that you don't post what you're doing at the matter of fact, but a lot do. a lot of women do post. So I'm at here right now.
Yeah, right. Probably not. After my experience with somebody coming to the airport to meet me, I would not recommend this.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah, that is very scary.
Okay, well, thank you very much, ladies.
Oh, well,
thank
you.
Thank
you. Kayden, do you want to
yes.
too?
Did you want to weigh in on this?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think that the social media is great for all of us, but I think you do need to be careful because if you do say where you're at that time, there are people out there who will come and try to meet you, and that is a scary situation.
That's scary.
There is a great side of it, too. So I just think you just have to be smart and be careful of all. You know?
Right, exactly. Exactly. But thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you.
So that was another good question. We are full of good questions tonight.
Great question.
That is an awesome question. Yeah, but it's just like back on that topic real quick. It's just the newer girls. I mean, we're all older here, and just these newer girls, I watch all these girls say, oh, I'm here, I'm there, or, you know, unless you're featured dancing, I don't think you should really give out a location.
No.
Yeah, unless you're featured dancing or it's Exotica. Or
AVN, some big, like, industry events, then where you're around a lot of people, then, you know, I would say, hey, I'm here, come see me, you know? That's the only time I do it. I definitely, especially if I'm in the city, I'll be like, hey, I'm at Starbucks, and I'll have people say, which Starbucks you at? Oh, well, good luck trying to find me, because that's like finding a needle in a haystack. That's not happening.
Yeah. That's funny.
No, it's true, though. Or it'd be like, I'll be like, I'm on the train, and they'll be like, what train you on? I'm like, pick a train. That's what train
you're
I'm
like,
on.
You're like,
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you. Yeah.
No, because you never know. Like, you don't know, like, you know, because I have a BA in criminal justice, so I'll automatically think, like, people are crazy, you know, more crazier than I am. So it's like, Yeah.
Like, I just want to have control of when I meet people as Aaron Fisher. That's all. Like, I like to interact with my fans. It's fun. It's cool. That's why I go to these shows. Like, it's not like I go there and I make a shit ton of money. I just go because it's something fun. Like, it's a way to interact with my fans. But, yeah, I want to have control of when I'm interacting and how I'm interacting with my fans, for sure.
Exactly.
That's perfect. That's perfect, actually. Being in control of when you want to meet your fans. That's great.
The way it should be, and it should, you know. Because we live in a crazy, crazy world. So, Kayden, are you going to be at the Exotica? Did you go to Exotica in Dallas?
Well, when is that coming? When is that going to be?
Oh, that actually
was already passed.
I'm not sure, actually, right now. I know I'm going to Vegas and shooting at the end of the month. So,
all right, are you going to Exotica in November in New Jersey?
You know what? I probably should. That would be great, actually. I think I might just do that. Yeah.
I'll be there kicking and screaming because my lovely publicist makes me go.
Yeah, no, hopefully we'll run into each other. So I will be there as well.
That would be great. That would be great.
So you're shooting in Vegas, so... who are you shooting with in Vegas?
Well, I'm shooting with a site called Little Devil Sex Shop. So
okay.
I'm working with them, and I'm also working with Diamond Lou for my website and his website and the clip source.
Okay, nice. So you're
going
to
be there for a few
days. Okay.
Are you going to AVN? I know it's far in the van, but are you going to AVN in January? Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try because I'm trying to make a comeback before then. So we'll see how it goes with the new agent and everything. So I'm hoping for the best. I would love to go. I like going. It's fun to mingle and talk to everybody. I love it. So it's just a matter of if I'm going to be relevant at the time.
You can go ahead and do your shout out.
Like your social media. Oh, go ahead and where can fans find you, your website, your social media?
Okay, so my website is PeytonXXX.com, and then I'm also on Twitter, of course, at PeytonLay69. Peyton spelled Not like Peyton Manning. It's P-A-Y-T-O-N. And Lay, it's not spelled L-A-Y, it's spelled L-E-I-G-H. So just so everybody knows, because there's a bunch of ways to spell that. So at Peyton Lay 69, and then also I have the clip store, which is triple X Peyton's Place, clip store number 94861.
Very nice.
Thank you. I'm also on Facebook. I forgot. Facebook, Peyton Lay.
You want to shout out to your agent or anyone else?
Yes, absolutely. I want to shout out to John at Metro Talent Management. I want to shout out to Diamond Lou, who is an awesome person. I'm looking forward to shooting with him again. And Nina and all my friends and fans. I just want to say, hey, I love y'all.
Awesome. Thank you again so much for joining us on Truth Fun back on Dollhouse Radio.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 So, yes, Miss Karen Fisher.
What?
I said, yes, Miss Karen Fisher.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. She seems funky.
Wait, what?
She seems very spunky.
Yeah, she does. I liked her. She was a very good guest.
Very, and she, I don't know if you looked at her bio, but the list is long. And I don't know what kind of comeback she was talking about, but that's good.
No, I wanted to ask her what it was like. I'm like kicking myself because I did not ask her what it was like. Oh, well, maybe next time I will ask her that.
Maybe next time. Well, maybe when we're in Vegas, if the radio show's in Vegas, we can do a live interview.
Then I'll have my big chance. So I did want to bring up really quick. I know the show is kind of wrapping up, but I kind of thought it was interesting. You know, everybody seems to be very interested in Donald Trump right now. And there was actually woodrocket.com. is announcing a Donald Trump.
And so who plays Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump. Donald Trump is going to be played by Dick Chibbles. Dick Chibbles. I've actually worked with him once, and he does kind of look. I could see how they could make him look like Donald Trump. And okay, so this is the tagline for the movie. It's the porn parody you never knew that you wanted. There is no debate. Donald Trump is a field estate mogul worth $10 billion orgasms. So, $10 billion orgasms. So if anybody is interested in seeing the Donald Trump parody, they can go this Friday, so tomorrow at woodrocket.com, and it's free to watch, so... Yeah.
That's awesome. But real quick, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back. And you're listening to Truth Fun back on Dollhouse Radio.
Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck, bitch. I don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you or anything that you do. I heard you got a new man, I see you taking the pic. Then you post it up, thinking that it's making me sick. I see you calling, I be making it quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. Bitch, I got no feelings to go. I swear I had it up to here, I got no feelings to go. I mean for real, fuck how you feel. Fuck your 2 cents if it ain't going towards the bill. Yeah, and every day I wake up celebrating shit. Why? Cause I just dodged a bullet from a crazy bitch. I stuck to my guns, that's what made me rich. That's what put me on, that's what got me here. That's what made me this. And everything that I do is my first name. These hoes chase bread.
Welcome back. You're listening to Truth Button back on Dollhouse Radio. I am your host, Desiree DeLuca, a.k.a. Drusilla, and my lovely co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Hello.
So, just to recap, we had lovely Peyton Leon. She is the AVN nominee 2010, 11, and 12, 3 years in a row. And we also were talking about fan etiquette, basically. And our the new parody movie coming out. What's it called again, Jen?
Oh, Donald Trump. How could you forget that? Donald Trump on woodrocket.com this Friday. I will actually have to try and watch that. Donald Trump.
It's like it's too far into election year. I know we're coming into election year, but it's like to talk politics this far out because it's not until November.
Please
tell me you knew it was an election year, right?
No, I know that. I know that. I'm sure there will be many other parodies coming up.
I know, but I'm just saying with the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, you know.
Yeah, I think nobody can top Donald Trump parody, in my mind at least. So, but I'm sure there'll be others.
There'll be others, right. And can't forget our lovely producer, Heaven Hollywood. Thank you so much for keeping the boards up and taking our calls.
Thank you, Heaven.
Yes.
That's what you stated.
And lovely, like to thank, you know, Angela for her announcements and India Morale.
Thank you.
We can't do it without India, so. But, yeah. Until next week, all you horny motherfuckers, tune in to Truth Front and Back on Dollhouse Radio. This is your host signing off, aka Boobzilla, and my sexy co-host, Sexy Karen Fisher.
Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Show the sideways, smack it in the air. Let's move it side to side, smack it in the air.